The southern port city of Kherson is not the first place to emerge from occupation. Earlier in the war, Ukrainian troops marched into the town of Bucha, occupied for weeks by Russian forces, and this is what they found. Human rights investigators from the Nobel Prize-winning Center for Civil Liberties say alleged war crimes committed against civilians in Bucha are likely to point to much larger-scale atrocities in Kherson, where Russian forces have been for more than 8 months.
I'm really scared about what we will find in Kherson. When people ask why Bucha, so many people was killed, more than 500, because that in that moment, that was the biggest city which we released, and see what happened there. So we expect a lot of killed people, a lot of people who was attacked.
In Kherson.
In Kherson, exactly.
Recently discovered CCTV footage from Bucha, captured across the street from a Russian interrogation center at 144 Yablunska Street, reveals some of the methods of occupation. In this case, 9 men are led at gunpoint towards the building. In the basement below, civilians, sometimes hooded and bound, were held for days on end. Local council member Dmytro Hapchenko managed to escape after a night in captivity.
They asked me where I work, and I knew if I told them I'm a councillor, my fate would be sealed.
In the backyard above, on the 5th of March, 8 of the 9 men seen earlier were executed, a crime witnessed by neighbours.
This building carries the obvious scars of the horrors that took place here, but it also bears clues as to the operating methods of occupying Russian forces.
Clues pointing to perhaps even greater horrors yet to be discovered elsewhere. For the thousands who've remained inside Kherson, enduring the occupation for many months, the joy of liberation, of seeing Ukraine's flag fly again, of tearing down signs proclaiming Russia's annexation of their region, will soon give way to an investigation into possible crimes of war committed there. One man who won't be around to testify is Kirill Stremusov, Ukrainian collaborator, Russian-installed deputy mayor, a man who would have known much about what went on, killed this week in an alleged car accident and buried with honours in occupied Crimea, just as Russia completed its withdrawal. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, in Bucha.